From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program from the Way of Truth Ministries. And this week, we are looking at the subject, knowing truth. Pretty simple to remember, isn't it? Knowing truth. And yet, it is a subject that is very, very important for us to study because we are living in a day and age when people say there is no such thing as truth. There is no such thing as absolute truth. It's impossible for you to know truth. And, of course, the way that the secular world teaches it, you could just go on and on and on. And the more you talk about what the secular world thinks, the further you get away from truth. But the fact of the matter is, we can know the truth. In fact, I want to give you this statement so that you'll not forget it. All true believers in Jesus Christ know the truth of God. Did you get that? All true believers in Jesus Christ know the truth of God. There's no doubt about that. And we can see that taught throughout the pages of Scripture. But we are focusing on 1 John chapter 2 and verse 21, where John says, as he is writing to believers, "I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth." We talked about that a little bit yesterday, and I mentioned that the reason why we know the truth as believers is because verse 20 of 1 John 2 and verse 27 of 1 John 2 teaches us that at the point of salvation, the Holy Spirit, who is the unction from God and the anointing from God, takes up his permanent residency in our lives, and he is the one, according to John chapter 14 and verse 26, teaches us the truth of God. So every true believer in Jesus Christ knows the truth. But let's ask a question here today, and that is, what is the truth? What is the truth? You might remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was standing before Pilate during that terrible, terrible false trial that he was going through. Pilate looked at Jesus and said, "What is truth?" And down through the years, many, many people have asked that same question. It's very interesting to note that when the Lord led me to begin the Way of Truth Ministries back in 1989, that I was searching the Scriptures for a name that I could use for the ministry. And I came across Psalm 119 and verse 30, where it says, "I have chosen the way of truth." And thus, we have used that as our key verse down through the years, and that is the name of our ministry, the Way of Truth Ministries. And what that should say is that here at the Way of Truth Ministries, our ministry is built around Jesus Christ. Our ministry is built around the Word of God. But I still didn't answer that question, did I? What is truth? Pilate asked that question. Others have asked that question down through the years. So what is truth? And this is very significant in the day and age in which we live because there are people who say there is no such thing as absolute truth. Well, let me give you a definition, and it is this. The truth, when we're talking about the truth, we are talking about the whole body of truth that is revealed in the Scriptures and personalized through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's quite simple. But if you are to study it through, you can see that it's quite deep as well. That when we are talking about truth, we are talking about the whole body of truth revealed in the Scriptures and personalized through the Lord Jesus Christ. What is truth? It is that which is found in the Word of God from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 to Revelation chapter 22 and 21. And, you know, one of the main reasons why there are those in secular society who tell us that we can know not truth, that they say that it's impossible to know truth. It's impossible to have absolute truth. And one of the reasons why secular society says that is because secular society has put the Word of God out of the picture as much as they possibly can. You know that back in 1962 and 1963, the Word of God was taken out of the public schools here in the United States of America. And from that point on, we have seen a departure from truth simply because of the fact that the Word of God is that which is not taught to many people anymore. Up until 1962 and 63, when prayer and Bible reading was taken out of the public schools, even though the children would come from unsaved homes, at least when they went to school, they heard the Bible being read. But that hasn't been the case for nearly 60 years. And because of that, we have inherited a philosophy that says there is absolutely no truth. There is absolutely no truth. That's what the secular society says. But we define truth as the whole body of truth revealed in the Scriptures and personalized through the Lord Jesus. Remember, in John chapter 17, when the Lord Jesus Christ is praying to his Father for his disciples, including you and me, he says this in verse 17, John 17, 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Boy, there's a lot in that little verse, is there not? Jesus was asking the Father to sanctify, that is to set apart all of the believers in Christ, all of the children of God. Jesus was saying to the Father, set them apart unto you, draw them closer to you through thy truth, because your word is truth. And what that teaches us is if we are going to draw closer to the Lord and grow up in the Lord, we must be in the Word of God. But the point that I want to highlight is that Jesus says, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, you better believe it. When you and I pick up the Bible to read it, it is God's truth. It's not up for debate. It's not up for discussion as to whether or not it is accurate. The Bible is truth. It is accurate in everything that it says, and we can believe it. But because many people do not read and study the Word of God today, they don't know the truth. And so we see that the truth is revealed in the Scriptures. You will never know truth if you're not in the Word of God. Did you hear that? You will never know truth if you're not in the Word of God. And some of you may be unsaved today. Perhaps you have never yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. I would encourage you to pick up your Bible and begin to read it. Begin to read in the Gospel of John. Begin to read in 1 John. And you'll begin to grow in your understanding of truth. And the truth that is in you, or in the Word of God, will bring you to faith in Jesus Christ. Sanctify them, as Jesus said. How? Through thy truth. Thy word is truth. But then we realize that truth is personalized in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are all very familiar with John chapter 14 and verse 6, where Jesus is speaking and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes, Jesus Christ is the truth. All the truth is in Jesus Christ. All that Jesus is truth, the truth of Almighty God. And so I ask you today, do you know the truth? It could very well be, as I said a moment ago, you might be an unsaved individual. Maybe this is the first time you've ever come across this particular radio station or this particular program. Maybe you are one who is searching for truth. Maybe you are like Pilate back in John 18 and verse 38, and you're asking the question, what is truth? Well, it's that which is revealed in the Scriptures and personalized through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know the Lord, might I encourage you today to start reading your Bible? And I would encourage you to read through 1 John, just 5 little chapters that says a lot about truth. Then go to 2 John, then go to 3 John. Because again, all three of these epistles speaks of truth. And as you read the Scriptures, you'll be able to understand then that truth is not only found in the Scriptures, but truth is found in Jesus Christ. And perhaps you'll trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. So John is saying, I'm writing to you not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the truth. And so that's leading us to the second question that we're going to look at tomorrow, the Lord willing, which is, how do we know the truth? Now, I've alluded to that a little bit today, but we're going to dig into it quite a bit more tomorrow, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we gather for another study on knowing truth. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for you see, Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.